The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This is the second episode in a series on daily life as we remember it during a brighter, more hot pink time in America's history. We're talking about the 80s. In this episode, we focus on 80s fashion, where everything was big. Big hair, big clothes. I mean, really, really big. Loud, bright, just too much. We know this now, but we didn't know it then.
Welcome to the podcast where it's all about living your love story and making your life a story where love wins. My name is Sienna.
And my name is Toast. We're married and we've been partners in life, love, and music since 2001, over 20 years. On this show, we share our life as an Asian American lesbian couple.
Some of our favorite topics are positive spirituality, holistic health, sometimes cats,
lesbian alert,
and other things we hope are entertaining, uplifting, and helpful for living your love story.
So here we go. Welcome to our home studio in the Pacific Northwest. Okay. So, again, we just hope this episode brings you some chuckles, maybe some amusement, and who knows, if you're young enough, it might even be educational.
All right, so this is part two of a series we're doing on the 80s.
The 80s.
So the first part, if you missed it, was all about the cassette tape and all about rotary phones.
Exciting.
We also discussed how we felt about the We Are the World documentary. So if you missed that, if that sounds fun and interesting to you, go back and listen to that one. Today, we are going to be talking about 80s fashion.
There's nothing like it.
And games.
Okay. Fashion.
Including
hairstyles.
Well, okay. So I have to roll up my sleeves to start discussing this.
Oh, my God.
Now, here's the thing that's so interesting to me is when I look back, when almost anyone looks back at the 80s fashion, we are just aghast at how horrible we looked. You know? Right?
I mean, it's straight up embarrassing.
But wow, at the time, did we feel pretty great?
We're feeling ourselves.
That is interesting to me. I'm like, wow, really? Like, where did our perspective go? Like, who thought teasing one's hair 5 inches high in a frizz ball was beautiful, sexy?
Was like, wow.
Yes. I mean, the 80s were the time of the perm, and everyone was getting a perm.
Chemicals. Let's bring on the chemicals, the strange scents.
You weren't going, let me just clarify here. You weren't going to a salon and spending $300 on a perm. You were getting a home permanent wave.
Well, I wasn't. So I don't know about this stuff because I was like a tomboy.
Someone at home was giving you a perm. So can you imagine how scary that is? Because a perm is semi-permanent. Anyways, the perm was for the purpose of adding body to your hair so that when you are teasing the hell out of it, teasing meaning back combing the hair so that you give it height and lift and you are hairspraying the F out of it to give it that high, unmovable look so you can go out and feel great.
I guess in retrospect, like this was a continuation of the 60s, I guess.
Well, here's bouffant. What was different, though, with
that
the
what
60s.
It was called?
Well, the 60s. So
we were not there for the 60s.
We were not there for the 60s.
We were barely conscious for the 70s.
But we've watched Mad Men, okay? So The hair of the 60s, the saving grace of the hair of the 60s. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was teased pretty high as well. But what they did that made it manageable to the eye, to the viewer, to the looker, was to comb it so that it was a nice finish, a smooth finish. The hairstyles were more structured.
I think what you're talking,
the 80s was full of frizz, dullness, lots of hairspray, and mess.
The 80s was a mess. There were no clean lines.
There were no clean lines.
The edges were all feathered.
And it was a time, I think, of that exemplified the excess.
Exactly.
You know, so the higher, the better, the bigger, the better, the frizzier, curlier, the better, right? The makeup. Okay. So who today is buying purple or pink or fuchsia eyeshadows?
Not me.
No one is buying that today. Unless it's a theater thing, unless it's, you know, whatever it is.
An 80s themed party.
Right. But that was the eyeshadow you wore almost on the daily. And then you just darkened it if you were going out at night. Mm. You had a lot of sparkle.
Mm-hmm. People were looking at each other with a straight face.
Yeah.
Conducting business.
Right.
Studying, teaching classes. Mm-hmm.
But the eye makeup was so dark, and the lip color was like fuchsia. You were matching it. Well, let's use the pink I used in my eyeshadow, and let's match that.
It's like everybody was Lady Gaga.
Yes, but the only thing I'll say about the 80s is it was not the time for the eyelash.
Okay.
So for some reason, in the 80s, we did not, even though it was very excessive, we did not go down the path of a false eyelash. We're now... You know, I think now people are not doing away with the eyelash, but just like kind of scaling back a little bit. But anyways, we're talking about the 80s. So that's hair and makeup.
What about like, I'm sorry, I'm not a makeup person, but what about...
Oh my God, the guy's hair was like a mullet.
Was it?
Or lesbian. Lesbian's hair. It was like mullet hair.
Oh my God.
Longer hair. Think very Jack Wagner. No one's going to know who that is.
Duran Duran.
Duran Duran. Yep. Think Duran Duran.
It was
Duran.
Very,
more people will
it was
know
a
Duran
very
Duran.
Feminine time.
Yes. For men. Mm-hmm. For
I
men.
Mean, hello.
Yeah.
Boy George and Culture Club.
Right.
And we're right. still talking like not even talking about homosexuality and
no
we're not talking
no.
about it
no we're
you
not
know,
talking
we'll just
about
pretend
it.
It's not there
because we'll especially be... because it was the AIDS epidemic during the 80s right
yeah.
so it was a an extra sensitive topic
but yet yes all the men were wearing eyeliner and what was I gonna say okay so with the makeup though what about lipstick and blush?
Well, the lipstick was dark.
Oh, that's right. You talked about lipstick. What
lipstick
about the blush stuff?
Like blush you know, was dark. Like, blush was dark.
So everything was,
and it was
everything
very,
was...
and it was very angled.
Okay,
you know, and nothing was subtle. You were building a whole new face versus enhancing what you have.
Okay, so you weren't.
You know,
it was a complete opposite of trying to look natural. It's a complete opposite.
Oh, complete
it was like
opposite.
You were putting on a show. It's
yes,
like, you,
yes,
okay.
Yes. And there was another documentary, although it spans over to the 90s, so it's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But there was a documentary called on Apple TV, Apple TV Plus, called Supermodels. And it talks about the supermodels that span the 80s over to the 90s. And you'll get to see a little bit of what I'm talking about. However, these women are gorgeous, so their natural beauty shines through the ridiculousness of the 80s look.
Makeup,
yeah. So if you do watch that, you're gonna go, "What? They look amazing!" And you're right, they do.
They're models.
So, they're models.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud. Or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
So let's also talk about, let's move on a little bit to the fashion.
Okay. Okay. Oh my God. Again, right. With the excess.
With the excess.
Can you use more fabric on that shirt? How could you possibly use more fabric? Well, let's make it 5 times larger than it needs to be. How about right. that?
Everything was large. Everything
oversized,
was big.
Everything.
Oversized everything. And because you don't want to look like you're walking around in a sack.
You would think you wouldn't.
Then let's just throw on a 5-inch wide stretch belt.
That's made of plastic and put studs in it that are also made of plastic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
5 inches wide, like for real, right?
So So we used to wear, I remember wearing giant, giant button front shirts that were like 3 sizes too large.
Oh, yeah.
Very long, mm-hmm. right? Because
shoulder
the
pads.
Intention, shoulder pads, the intention is you're going to belt it.
Yeah.
Right? Right. And wear a stretch belt in a pop of color. So it might be like a fuchsia, or a neon, right?
Neons were huge back then.
A neon stretch belt.
Yeah,
your shirt might be white, mm-hmm. but it might have neon splatter paint.
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of a fashionable statement then, splatter paint.
Right.
I think that's like Andy Warhol time.
Okay.
So
splatter paint, I remember that, and also the checkerboard design.
Checkerboard design, yes. Yes. There's something a little classic and redeeming about checkerboard today, but still, it had its time. It was just adding to the excess. So a lot of times these oversized shirts, you would think the fuchsia belt and this paint splatter would be enough.
But no.
But no. You might want to add on, just to finish the look, right? You might want to add on a giant gem-studded brooch.
That's right. Oh, my
so
God.
You would button it all the way to the top. Mm-hmm. And then let's just add mm-hmm. a giant gem-studded brooch. So the brooch might be like 3 inches all the
gosh.
Way around.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, yeah. in your jewel tones, right? So if you were wearing that, you would have like fuchsia, anything that was in the paint splatter, there would be a matching brooch that you could purchase and you'll wear that and just pin that up at the top. Mm-hmm. And you would think that would be enough. No, but no, you would also wear the matching giant gem earrings that would dangle.
Well, now, would those earrings have feathers on them?
No, not if you're wearing the diamond brooch.
Okay.
Now, if you were wearing a more feathered look, then yes, you would.
Colored feathers.
Colored feathers.
Yeah. Or you could clip the colored feathers to your painter's cap.
You could. Or you could clip it to your hair. So, I mean, you had a lot of options there. So, yes. And it was also a time of plastic.
So much plastic.
So much plastic. So people might remember shoes made of plastic. We're
Not
talking
kidding.
About pumps.
They made of plastic.
Pumps, right? Pumps. Like a career shoe, a pump. Made of plastic. There's also a thing called jellies.
Shoes, right?
Jellies, yeah. Shoes, which were flats mm-hmm. that were woven plastic pieces to look like a fun design on your shoe. And you would wear that, blisters and all, blisters and all, but wearing it because this is fashionable. I'm going to wear these jellies. And then you'd buy the matching jelly handbag.
I was just going to say, entire handbag.
A big one.
Yeah, a big one.
Entirely
made
of plastic.
Of plastic.
Yeah. Plastic everywhere.
Talk about excess. And also, not to be left out were the watches.
Oh, Swatch. Come on. Swatch
also
watches.
Made of yes. plastic.
Plastic. And you'd have every color to match all your outfits. And guys or lesbians, like if you lean tomboy, would have the bolo tie.
Okay. Those were not plastic, though.
Those were not plastic.
Those are fake leather.
In place of the brooch.
I guess which is plastic, right? Or real leather, maybe.
Pleather. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pleather or leather. But if you didn't want to wear a brooch, you could do a bolo tie, mm-hmm. right? So, or wear a painter's cap.
So where is polyester also plastic?
I don't know.
It is. I mean, yeah.
I mean, it must be.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, because pants.
Polyester pants?
Parachute pants.
Oh, gosh. Are we going to go there? Okay, so parachute pants. Now, who can we blame for parachute pants? So parachute pants, I believe it was MC Hammer. MC Hammer, who wore these giant fluid genie-like pants in his
genie,
video.
Like genie in a bottle,
like
right?
A genie in the bottle. And not like sexy Christina Aguilera genie in the bottle look. Like giant, giant pants. He would wear that.
And also the jacket. Like
yes, a
the
cropped
jacket.
Bolero. Right. We're talking about a cropped
right. The more
bolero.
Fabric, the better. Everywhere right. It can possibly be.
Right. Mm-hmm. And yeah. then Arsenio Hall would also wear the hammer
right.
pants
that's
and
right.
the cropped bolero
yeah.
jackets.
Yeah.
It was an adorned time, people. Mm-hmm. An adorned time.
Excess. Yeah.
Yes.
Excess.
With the exception of the flash dance blip. So the flash dance blip.
Okay, so flash dance, so those who may not know. Flashdance was a movie that was a really, 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 really big hit. It had an accompanying soundtrack, many
right.
hit songs from that.
And lesbians who know the L word.
The TV series, the L
TV
word.
TV series, the L word, will know about Flashdance because they probably Googled Jennifer Beal to just see what she did in the past. If you weren't, if you did not experience.
Jennifer Beal, she's the name of the actress who played the main character in the movie Flashdance.
Correct.
Right. Okay. She's not
and actually
gay.
It's Jennifer Beals.
Oh, Beals.
Plural. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, she's not gay.
Okay.
But
so Flashdance fashion. Go.
Yeah. So Flashdance fashion really came about because of a TV series called Fame. So Fame. And the Flashdance look was cut sweatshirts. So you're cutting out like the neckline.
Okay.
You're cutting out the bottom ribbing. Mm-hmm. And you are making the neckline a lot bigger so that you can wear it off the shoulder. Or you're buying, you know, several sizes too big. Still doing the thing off the shoulder.
Okay.
But so you could belt it. You could belt it over a mini skirt.
Really? I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
With a plastic belt.
With a plastic belt, yeah. Not the giant one, though.
No.
Yeah, just a little
of course
skinny
not.
Plastic
yeah.
belt.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Anyway.
Okay. I guess before we finish up with the fashion piece,
yes.
there's also, since you're talking about, you know, Fame and Flashdance and this mm-hmm. very, this is a physical culture, right? Because that was the time of Jane Fonda, aerobics.
Olivia Newton-John, let's get physical, wearing the headband and stripes we're into. Your striped exercise leotard.
It's all about, yes, I was going to get
leg
into.
Leg warmers.
Exactly, leg warmers.
Those wrist warmers.
Tubes around
tubes
your,
of knitted fabric
yeah.
around
your forehead,
your calves.
Around your wrists, around your legs.
Yeah, around your legs. Okay. That was very fashionable. The French cut of the bottom of the leotard, the leg opening of the leotard went really high. That's called a French cut. And I think we cannot finish the fashion section without just a nod to Madonna. Because when she
yes,
came out
right.
on the scene
right.
and me being a Catholic, coming from a Catholic school, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. She brought into fashion wearing all the rosaries, wearing mm-hmm. crosses mm-hmm. for fashion's sake.
This
that
kind
was
of
really
defiant.
Like, what?
Yeah, this kind
what?
Of, what do you call that? When you,
I mean,
when
it
you
seems
turn,
irreverent.
Right. When you turn the symbols of one thing into the opposite.
Yeah.
Kind of, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this defiance of tradition and
She was responsible for bustiers. So she was still excessive. Tons of bracelets, tons of rosaries and necklaces. But she stripped it down a little with just wearing a little bustier, mini skirts, and lace. Everything was lace. Lace gloves.
With the fingers cut off.
Yes. All of that. All of that. But she had all the makeup on, still the big hair, little lace piece bow around her on her, like a headband look. But yeah. So we can't, you know, we need to not, you know,
that's a good one
to Madonna.
That's a good one. And it made me realize too, I started realizing this and gosh, maybe 10 years ago or so, or more by now, how, yeah, culture repeats itself, right? Because during the 80s and more so into the late 80s, I would say, there was a very conscious and obvious referral to the 50s. And I think Madonna was part of that with Marilyn, right? She's evoking Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, in the video.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very consciously.
Material Girl.
Yeah. And even the style of music, right? Huey Lewis in the News, very much referring to the 50s. The movie, Back to the Future, going back to the 50s. And,
right.
And True Blue, Madonna, very, you know, there's very conscious reference to that, which at that time was 30 years prior. And I would say that now, you know, it's been interesting to see the pop culture now at this time. You might be hearing something. That's just our cat playing with his toy. Don't worry. But now, in recent years, you know, within the past 5 years or so, we've seen a very conscious reference, I would say, to the 80s, 90s-ish. You know, there's been a return in the music to stronger melodies.
Well, the Backstreet Boys are coming back on tour.
Oh my gosh.
Did not know
they're making a new album. All right. So that's,
I mean, there's, so, I feel like we didn't do the fashion and makeup and hair justice because there's just too much to say, really.
Hello. Glamour shots.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
We can't leave fashion without talking about
glamour
shots. Let's just keep, this episode is going to be only about fashion.
In the 80s, if you wanted to feel a little bit glamorous, you would go down to a place to get your glamour shots done.
This is a place at the mall.
At the mall.
You would go to the mall.
And everyone who was a child of the 80s, unless you lean tomboy, probably went and got their glamour shots
done. Yeah, I
did
not get glamour shots.
So what would happen is you would go down to the mall. Mm-hmm. They would do your makeup. Okay, really dark. Again, don't forget, really dark. They would do your hair, curl it, tease it.
Wow.
And they would have all these costumes to...
Oh, really? See, I didn't know this.
Yes. They would have all these costumes where you could have these different looks. And so you could buy the package that had like three looks.
Okay.
And you might, in one look, wear the lamé, you know, that gold foily looking outfits. You could wear the foily looking dress and pose. Or you could wear like a little hat and have little outfit.
I remember the hats.
You know, so those were the glamour shots. And then after you got them back.
Now, how would that work? So they would take a bunch of photos of you with
a
backdrop.
They would take a bunch of
photos
of you.
What kind of backdrops would there be? Like airbrushed?
No, just plain.
Abstract?
It's just plain.
Oh, it's plain.
I know. Surprising, right?
Okay.
Just so that, because you were the subject. You were the main thing.
Okay. So it was just a white background? Black background?
I don't think it was a black background. Just a simple backdrop. Okay. Like nothing, not like a scene.
Right.
You know, like a scenery or anything like that.
Okay.
And, you know, so, like you were leaning on a table or something.
Okay.
Right? So it wasn't a full body shot.
Or maybe I've seen ones, I think, where it's like your elbow is leaning on a pedestal and your...
You look
your
like you're thinking.
Hands. No, no. Like, like you're supporting your head with your...
Right.
The knuckles of your
yes,
hand.
Yes. And they, right? and they, they directed your poses.
Okay.
You know, so they would tell you to move your head in a certain way. Okay. And then after you were done, you would wait to, they would, they would develop the things.
Okay, wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
They're done taking the photos.
Yeah.
You obviously have to return the clothes.
Yeah, so you change.
So you put back on your normal clothes.
With your fancy hair and your makeup.
And you just walk out of the storefront with your fancy hair and makeup?
Yes.
Oh my God.
So but you felt amazing because someone else did your hair and makeup, right?
Okay.
So if you were smart, you had somewhere to go after.
Like somewhere where you could be seen.
Right. So you're going out with your friends and then you would go home and change and you'd have had your hair and makeup done by Glamour Shots. Okay. And then later you would see the proofs and you would choose your photos.
So they would tell you, okay, come
your photos
back
are ready
in 7 days.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they would show you and you could choose. Then you had to wait again for the print and you could order, you know, little sizes to give out to your friends.
Okay. And you would sign the back? Would you sign the back?
Yeah, of course. Okay. Of course you'd sign the back. Yeah.
Wow.
So that was a glamour shot.
Now, I have another question.
All right.
Because, I did not personally experience. I did not have the personal glamour shot experience, although I was aware of it. Do you know if part of the selling point for these glamour shots was the fact that they would have people airbrush, right? Because they don't have Photoshop yet, right? Would there be any airbrushing or touch-ups of the photos that was part of the deal?
No ways.
Okay. I don't know. Okay.
No, I mean, they used a lens that was a soft lens.
So the
photos looked soft. You know,
I remember
they had the
now.
Fancy lighting, but then the photos looked soft, but there wasn't retouching or they weren't going to help you, you know, in that way. It was just really like,
you look how you look. Okay.
Yeah, you look how you look. They put the most makeup on you. You should be fine. Right.
Okay.
But speaking of, you know, and this might be another podcast, but the whole thing with airbrushing, that was such a big deal in the 80s.
Right. I remember
where you would go down to the kiosk and order a special sweatshirt for your friends.
Exactly. Yeah.
So anyways, that was also really special in that time. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Man. So we have to do another one on games.
A lot of memories that are just coming up. Okay. Yes. How long is this series going to go? I don't know. We could also talk about food. All right. Okay. So hope you enjoyed that. You know, maybe it was a walk down memory lane for you. Maybe you were there. Maybe you were alive and you lived through glamour shots and the hairspray.
Oh, so much hairspray.
Was it Aquanet?
It wasn't Aquanet.
Oh, it wasn't.
No.
What was it?
There were various brands at that time. I mean, some people still used Aquanet and Elnet, E-L-N-E-T, the gold can, which Aquanet and Elnet were like the tried and true brands that have lived on from the 60s. So even to this day, you can get Elnet, you can get Aquanet.
Okay.
But in the 80s, for me, it was Joico.
Oh.
J-O-I-C-O.
Not the comedian.
No, not the
That's
comedian.
Joel Coy.
Joe Coy, yeah.
Okay. Joico.
But there were different types of hairsprays that just shellacked your hair. So.
Okay.
Anyways.
So maybe you, like I said, so maybe you live through it and you're like, yes, I remember that. I know what you're talking about. And then other people are like,
oh my God, that sounds like a horrible, toxic time.
Yes. And you're right. You're right. That's one of those things where it's like now looking back, we realize and we have the consciousness of like, oh, that's how we as a society came to be so desensitized to the artificial, all the plastic, all the chemicals, all the paying attention to the appearance of things. Yep. That's part of what it was like in the 80s. So again, thanks for joining us. Walk down memory lane or maybe some, you know, education. For the younger ones. Thanks for joining us. And who knows how long, now it's kind of like, who knows how long this series on the 80s is going to last. It was an entire decade. Until then, though, until the next episode, as always, we just want you to live your love story.
Hey, it's Radley Valentine. Join me for a brand new way of connecting with your angels on my new podcast, The Angel Tarot Show. Each week, you'll meet your angelic guides and guardians and find new ways to unlock unconditional love, tune into your intuitive abilities, and create the joy-filled life that, well, you've always wanted. Plus, you'll get a useful and timely energetic weather report, bringing you guidance for the coming week. Tap into the healing, hope, and guidance that's all around you on the Angel Tarot Show, exclusively on mindbodyspirit.fm.